Well, this week, the country spent a lot of talk and a lot of energy discussing, focusing on the eclipse. And, you know, the eclipse is that time that every now and then, depending on where you live, the moon exactly lines up and covers the sun. And it works because the way they are in the sky, they're the exact same size as each other. It's not that the sun is this big and the moon's this big, and so it kind of transverses it, but they line up, and so the sun completely exactly is covered by the moon. And, you know, for thousands of years, at least for some cultures, they looked at those two objects in the sky, the sun and the moon, and they just assumed they were lights in the sky, and they assumed that they were these kind of smaller lights up in the sky. Now, though, we know, at least, I mean, I know other cultures knew this before we did, but it was just lost. Now we know, we look at the moon, and we know that the moon, it's about a quarter the size of the Earth. And we know that the sun, it's nothing like the moon. It's massive. You could fit 1,300,000 planets inside of the sun. It's that huge. But it looks like it's just the same size as the moon. There's something like that in this supper. At the supper, you've got this small portion of bread, this small serving of wine. They're so small. They look so small. But the potency, spiritual potency in these elements, you've got the blood of Jesus. And it's not this small thing. That blood can drown out and completely swallow countless sins, mountains of our malicious thoughts and deeds, all of it. It's potent enough to handle all of that. The darkest of our hearts, this blood can completely cleanse a whole universe of iniquity. And the bread, that little piece of bread that looks so small spiritually, in that little morsel, there's the glory of the heavenly Christ, and he became like a little loaf of bread. The humiliation of his incarnation, and in that compression, where you just got this little piece of bread, there's this vast love. There's this message where Jesus is saying, I'm going to cross cultures. I'm going to cross my culture to enter your little culture and let all of my glory be put to the side in order for me to get near, to get into you, right next to you, to save you. So in this meal, we take bread, the entire life of Jesus. And we take this little bit of wine. And it's the death, this massive death that we're never going to have to taste because he tasted it. And when you take this supper, you say, Jesus swallowed up the vast ocean of all my guilt. And Jesus gave me a greatness and tapped me to enter his glory that I could never have dared to request. And so Jesus arranged this new Passover meal. And he says, do this. Do this in remembrance of me. And spiritually, he feeds us as we do this, week in and week out. If you've come to know Jesus this way, and you are depending on him, there's no one else you can go to. He is the reconciliation of God for you. And if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take the supper. If you're part of the number. If you don't know Jesus in this way, if you're here and you're not a Christian, we are very glad that you're here. You are welcome to be here. The supper is only for people that have entered into this kind of blood commitment with Jesus. So you don't want to take the supper, but just stay here. We would love to talk more about it if you have questions. And just take it all in visually. So now let's pray together. We come to you again, Lord Jesus. This is your table. We pray that you would feed us, that you would increase in us a joy. You would increase in us this certainty that we're forgiven, that we've been bought with a price, and you have elevated us all the way to the top. we're at your side in the heavenly places in Christ. And so, Lord, we pray that we would find Jesus to be the one to whom we are going tonight and every day. We ask in his name. Amen.